Hello, everyone, and welcome to the third Wanderlust Spanish Online podcast, English version. Friendly reminder that, besides transcriptions, you can find our Spanish version on the same channel.
Hi, I'm Belén. You might remember me from the previous episode, Non-Sexist Language.
Hi, Belu. Hi, everyone. I'm Leila.
Today, we are going to tell you about one of the oldest and popular festivities celebrated around the world. It's not Christmas.
This festivity in Latin America is widely admired for its sensuality, beauty, color, and rhythm.
It attracts thousands of tourists from the whole world because it provokes an excess of joyfulness and it offers freedom without prejudgments.
There's nothing better than to start off this topic with a big saying.
If I tell you, tighten the tube,
it's because it's Carnaval!
The celebration of Carnival has its origin in pagan festivities, like the ones that used to celebrate honoring Baikobot, the god of the wine.
That's my god for sure. In the 18th century in Latin America, these kinds of celebrations used to be called carnes tolendas, or fiestas de la carne, which means the party of the flesh. People used to wear a costume, get drunk, and lose control on the roads.
It used to be the perfect opportunity to take out all those inner and contained repressions from the whole year, taking advantage of the music and the dancing in the streets.
The Party of the Flesh was cancelled for a while, due to it being frowned upon by the authorities. At the beginning of the 20th century, it was reborn between people of the cities, but at this time with the name of Carnaval.
Today, carnivals are celebrated in more and more places. And in most countries, they are no longer associated with anything religious.
Therefore, today we're going to tell you how Carnaval is celebrated in some Latin American countries. How is the carnival celebrated in Brazil?
We are going to start with the largest, most popular and famous carnival in the world, the Brazilian Carnival. This celebration begins in early January and lasts for 40 days.
It is considered one of the most beautiful and luxurious. It has a strong sexual charge, an event with great hedonistic symbols, worshipping the beauty of the body, joy, and fun, without middle ground.
Within Brazil, the best-known carnivals are those of the cities of Rio de Janeiro, Salvador de Bahia, São Paulo, Recife, among others. The music genres are the samba in São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, the axé in Salvador de Bahia, and the frevo in Recife and Olinda.
Samba schools play a central role in the Brazilian carnival. Each school is made up of dancers, entertainers, choreographers, composers, and musicians. They have up to 5,000 members each. They consist of 8 floats, and the time to parade inside the sambódromo is 80 minutes.
There are also Los Locos, which are dance, music, and song groups that parade through the streets, bringing great joy and rhythm among the people.
How is the carnival celebrated in Mexico? We continue with the Aztec country. In Mexico, the most prominent carnaval is that of the city of Veracruz. It is considered to be one of the happiest in the world. Its route extends for 7 kilometers.
For 9 days, there are parades full of color that flood the streets with a musical and festive atmosphere. The first event of the carnival is the burning of Bad Humor. A sculpture is set on fire that alludes to the negative aspects of the country. It ends on the 9th day, when the burial of Juan Carnaval takes place, in which a comedy key is read.
Their typical music arises from harps, marimbas, and guitars, flooding the entire celebration. Salsa and samba are also heard. Traditional comparsas, floats, sticks, matucadas, dance groups participate in the joy parades. How is the carnival celebrated in Peru?
We arrived at the carnival in Peru. Each region has its carnival in which the natural and the supernatural intermingle, the religious with the pagan, the earthly with the cosmic.
They stand out among the different cities. The Carnaval of Puno, Cusco, Cajamarca, Ayacucho, Juliaca, Arequipa, y Jauja. Among all these regions, they achieve a common point, the playful and joyful sense of the holiday.
In Peru, the carnivals are accompanied by the game of water, flower, talcum powder, and or paintings, folk dances, and Christian traditions. It is danced in comparsas made up of young single men who dance non-stop to the beat of melodies going through squares and streets. These young people compete with each other to stand out in front of the public.
Fun fact, within this celebration is the typical ritual of Yunsa. A huge tree is planted on the ground, full of gifts. People dance in pairs around the Yunsa. The idea is, cut the tree so that it falls. The couple who make the final cut before the tree falls are in charge of organizing the Yunsa next year. How is the carnival celebrated in Colombia?
We arrived in Colombia. The most prominent carnival is that of Barranquilla. Yes, Shakira's hometown. It is the best example of the triple cultural fusion, European, African, and indigenous. Christian traditions, indigenous ceremonies, and African music are combined, making a spectacular popular festival. About 500 folkloric groups take part, including costumes and floats.
The carnival is celebrated 4 days before the beginning of Lent. People indulge in the party and revelry. They dress up in an act of fun and disinhibition. The most traditional costumes are the marimonda, the garabato, the congo, the torito, and the monocuco. How is the carnival celebrated in Bolivia?
Carnival in Bolivia is lived and celebrated over several days. In each city, a parade of groups that dance different popular and folkloric dances is organized. It is called Carnival Entrance. Disguised people also participate individually, representing a character.
The historical importance of the Oruro Carnaval and its great cultural and religious influence make the celebration a natural setting that reflects the interculturality of the different areas of Bolivia.
Other rites are performed during the carnival days, such as the chala. They drink and make offerings to the Pachamama, Mother Earth. They show appreciation for all favors received, such as agricultural products.
Oruro Carnaval has its origin in the ancestral Andean invocations to Pachamama, Mother Earth, to Uncle Supai, Devil, and to the Virgin of Candelaria. How is the carnival celebrated in Uruguay?
In the city of Montevideo, Uruguay, we find the longest carnival in the world. It lasts no less than 40 days. It begins in mid-January with an inaugural parade in which big heads, floats, queens, and musical groups participate. It lasts until the beginning of March with different types of demonstrations in popular stages, tablados, theaters, and in the neighborhood corsos.
On a musical level, the Montevideo Carnaval was always famous for its candombes. This musical tradition comes from the Africans who came to Uruguay as slaves long ago. They show their costumes, songs, typical dances, cultures, and religions. At this musical level are added the murgas of Spanish origin, whose lyrics have high content of humor, social satire, protest, and politics. There are also other categories that are comedians, parodists, and magazines. How is the carnival celebrated in Argentina?
Carnival in Argentina changes a lot depending on the region. They are celebrated the days before Lent throughout the territory.
The indigenous cultures of the north were fused with the Bolivian and Spanish influence, a syncretism that gave rise to the unique carnavals such as those held in the provinces of Jujuy, Salta, or La Rioja.
Among the provinces of Entre Ríos and Corrientes, the carnivals of the cities of Gualeguaychú, Concordia, and the capital of Corrientes stand out. The comparsas of Brazilian and Uruguayan influence dominate, which in turn inherited African and European customs.
Buenos Aires has the oldest carnivals in Argentina. The first dates back from the year 1869. Today, it is a street show at no cost to the public. The city of Buenos Aires joins these festivities with the catchy rhythm and protest songs that the murgas impose in all its neighborhoods.
In the beginning, people amuse themselves by playing with each other, throwing streamers, confetti, sprinkles of water, foam, talcum powder, flour. Later came the masks, floats, costumes, and spectacular dances that took place throughout the region.
The typical music styles heard in these different celebrations are candombe, murga, samba, salsa, cumbia, and folklore. A curious fact happens in the city of San Antonio de los Cobres, provincia de Salta. The carnival is celebrated at 4,220 meters above sea level, considering it the highest carnaval in the world.
With this episode, you have no doubt that the carnival celebrations are a great symbol of guaranteed fun and joy to share with friends and family.
If you are in any of these regions during carnival times, do not hesitate to visit them. Leave the sorrows aside, dress up, and participate in these festivities. That's all for today. Do not stop listening to our episodes. Now we leave you in the company of the Queen of Salsa, Celia Cruz, and her song, Life is a Carnival.
Para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan.